Well, I'm the only candidate with any legislative experience, number one. I have, as you know, 7 terms as an alderman. I think the legislative experience in here in St. Louis, or for that matter, in any local government, especially one of the size of the city, does transfer to the state legislature. I'm the only candidate to be able to hit the ground running the first day in office. I'm not going to have an internship like the others would and try to figure out what's going on, how to get things done.
But as I mentioned in my first question, when you were on the Board of Aldermen, you were often on the prevailing side of a lot of issues. Because I think we've talked about this before. The Board of Aldermen, while it used to have parties when Heifert was there, it's all Democrats, but they're kind of split into factions. You were kind of part of the faction that prevailed a lot. And now you're going to be going into a situation where you may have to really work with Republicans to get things done. What's your mentality going into that shift?
Well, yeah, you're right. It's going to be it's a big there's a big change going from a Democratic majority to a minority, as it will be. But I think the legislative process is the same. I think I'm good at that process. I have met with Todd Richardson, Missouri Speaker of the House, and I'm told, and he has told me that he, you know, is someone that you can work with, work across the aisle. I believe him. I'm going to go into it with that time frame and that reference. And I also talked to Tom Villa and Jake Hummel before I filed for this office, because I wanted to make sure I could get something done. You know, I wanted to make sure that I, you know, I would find the job interesting, satisfying, and be able to help the city. And both Tom and Jake said yes and encouraged me to run. So well, I've thought about it, and what you say is true, but I think there's things that I can do that will be helpful to the city.